Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo, JR Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with the one and only Rochford & Associates, a fully independent fourth-generation family practice right here in the greater Phoenix area. In fact, we are right on Sun City, right off Belt Road. Beautiful location. Come visit us. And we are here today to bring you information you may not find on those other financial radio shows. We are aware the last thing is you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here. Today, I think we've got some fun topics for you. Mostly, we're going to, you know, complain about the banks. That's what we really love to do in this office. But we've got some good stories from clients and personal experience, and we want to share with you, you know, what we've got going on. But leading off, I think we want to talk about one of my favorite radio and TV personalities, Jim Cramer. Jerry, are you familiar with Jim Cramer?
Jim Cramer, is that the lightning round booyah guy gets really excited?
Oh, he's mad for money.
He's mad for money. I think he's mad in general.
Just loves that.
I think he's mad in general. Mad at the world, mad at the stocks, mad at himself. Mad like in crazy more than mad like in angry, I think. Yeah, I'm familiar with the man.
Yeah, but if you make that kind of money, good for you. You can do whatever you want. But we say this all the time mad money. You know, we talk about Susie Orman and who's the other one? Dave Ramsey and all the financial advice they give, because we've got compliance and things that we can and can't say on this show. But that's because we are actually financial advisors. When you are a TV personality and you're being paid with marketing dollars, you can kind of do and say whatever you want. So along that lines, I want to talk to you about an ETF that just came out. In fact, there's two of them. Involving Jim Cramer. So there have been a lot of meme sites and news articles basically blasting anything that Jim Cramer promotes on his show. So he'll say, you know, buy Tesla, buy Microsoft, buy all these stocks. And then these people track that performance and see how it does. And there's so many pictures of him spouting off stock advice, which, you know, we can't do on our show because, again, we're financial advisors. But him as a TV personality can tell you to buy or sell whatever he wants. So they're tracking this and showing how many of them are misses. He'll go out there on the air and say, buy this, buy that. And then they bomb. So there is a new ETF out there that shorts.
For people that are unaware of that, what is ETF? What does that mean? What does that stand for? I mean, you got to remember, there's some people that are hearing this that have no idea what an ETF is.
It's an electronic transfer. Oh my God.
Electronically transferred fund.
Yeah.
Isn't it like a mutual fund? Isn't it like a more liquid version of a mutual fund?
Yeah. It's a cheaper, less expense ratio typically of a mutual fund, a little bit less managed, but you can buy and sell throughout the day. But essentially, it's a group of stocks. You know, you're not just buying an individual Amazon, Microsoft, you know, just like when you buy a mutual fund that packages all these things together. That's what these ETFs are. But this one in particular is SJIM, which I think stands for short Jim. But anything that Jim Cramer comes out with, they are shorting, which is essentially betting against that rising. And I think this is absolutely hilarious. This has only been out for about a week. And it's pretty stable so far, so there hasn't been any massive movements, but I am very much looking forward to following this down the line. Especially
well, Jim Cramer, years and years ago, this is probably at least 15 years ago, there was a lot of, you know, Jim Cramer was popular. There were a bunch of people that would tune into his show every day. And unfortunately, they would take his word as gospel and they'd run out and buy the stocks. And he did not have a very good track record. I remember there was some disclosure that said, basically, you know, this is for entertainment. His company or fund or whatever he had, it was called The Street. He had a thing, thestreet.com. I have no idea if that's even still a thing, but his success rate on his stock picks at the time that I looked at this was 45%. And I remember thinking about that. I'm like, so basically a monkey with a dart at a dartboard of stocks could do the same thing. You buy a stock, it's either going to go up or it's going to go down. Most stocks do not just stay flat forever. And I was like, so basically I could buy a pet monkey, put a bunch of stocks on a board and have the monkey pick stocks for me and do about the same. I mean, yeah, about half of them are going to win, half are going
to
lose.
So, yeah, why don't we get an office monkey to make all our stock picks moving forward?
Yes, yes. I know I've seen the movie Wolf of Wall Street a few times, and I know that little people in the office are not a good idea. You can't say the word midget, by the way, but we can't get an office little person, but we definitely can have an office monkey.
Oh, when they're throwing them at the target. Yeah, the party scenes in that movie are insane. But it's just, it's so funny to see, you know, again, they have to say entertainment value. He's not an advisor. And that I can't get over more, because you're definitely touting yourself as an advisor on these TV shows when legally they are not, and they cannot give advice. So that said, we are not saying go out and buy that stock or that ETF. We are just letting you know that it is available and it is hilarious. I bought a few shares so I can track it just because I think it's funny. But I think the whole point, right, why we bring this up, the mantra of this show is there's no foundation to this market. Nothing makes sense. I mean, we have a 15-year run-up. It's been down the last year. It's kind of been in a flattening state, you know, year to date, some ups, some downs, kind of back down again. You know, we're recording on the 8th of March right now. So we had a pretty big loss yesterday because of the Fed.
You know, I have to educate people on the fact that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 30 companies, 30 big blue chip companies. If one underperforms, they remove it and put another company in. To me, that's crazy. You know, the Dow is kind of considered the main benchmark. You know, the big ones are the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, and the Dow. And it's just funny to me that the Dow has changed over the years with them pulling out underperformers. So, yeah. And
how do you have a baseline if you're constantly moving the baseline?
Well, you can't. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing, it's funny with stocks and bonds, people buy out of emotion. You know, we have high frequency trading computers that come in, buy, you know, tons of shares, millions of shares, get in and out in a fraction of a second, pulling in gains. We can't compete with that. I mean, it's impossible. And you know what? You know, one of the things that I used to think about once in a while, part of why I think the stock market, all these financial markets are a rigged game, every single Friday in this country, there's a huge influx into this market, whether it's up or down. So there is a big dollar cost averaging machine. It's your 401k. They're pulling money, whether you get paid every other Friday or bi-monthly or bi-week. I don't know how it works. But when you get paid and they take money out and put it into your 401k, this big rigged machine is getting an influx of cash every Friday. That's let that sink in for a second. It's like win or lose, we're feeding this beast. But, and speaking of, you said today's the 8th. We record the show on Wednesdays. It airs on Saturdays, and it's available wherever you find your favorite podcasts anytime. So yesterday, March 7th, it was interesting. I was watching the market. I'm like, what now? You know, the good days are harder for me to understand than the bad days. So I see the Dow is down like 500 points. I'm like, what now? Well, because Jerome Powell is in the middle of talking to Congress, you know, and are we going to raise the rates 0.25%? First of all, you know, we make a lot of fun of Jamie Dimon and Wells Fargo and Janet Yellen. She's one of my favorites because she's a cartoon. Anyway, we don't make nearly as much fun of Jerome Powell as we need to. I mean, who is this guy? We have our stock market, our future, our retirements are in the hands of a person that thought we have no inflation, and then we have transitory inflation, then we have disinflation, and they have no idea what's going on. You know, the monkey with the dart, put a suit on him, and now he's Jerome. What's that?
I was going to say, and he's kind of the single most important person in market movement right now, because when they talk about raising interest rates, again, for our clients and people that are like-minded, if you're a saver, you know, this is a great opportunity for you. However, these, you know, raising interest rates, they're saying it's bad for the markets. Well, why is it bad for the markets? It's bad for the markets because that's how they manipulate the markets. They had 15 years of nearly 0% interest from the Fed. So they were able to borrow money at nothing, inflate all their stock prices, and then still charge you 20% on your credit card balance.
Look up the word stock buyback or stock repurchasing, and you'll see another version of how rigged the game is. And by the way, this raising of interest rates, what is it designed to do? Because clearly we are getting this country, the middle part of this country is getting in deep, you know what, over credit card debt and the interest rate on these credit card debts. Now they're hovering around 20%. So we're in deep trouble. The auto loan default rate is going up. These people with $700-$800 a month auto payments, they're getting behind. The subprime is way worse. You know what this raising rates is designed to do? It's designed to stop inflation or slow it down or make disinflation. You know how it does that? It cripples the economy. Do you realize what they're trying to do? They're trying to get us so we don't spend. The only thing we have in this country is spending. We're a debtor nation. We're I don't know. To me, it's insane. And by the way, yesterday when I was watching the Dow down 500 points, you know what stock was doing pretty well all day? You know, till towards the end, Meta. You know what Meta is? Meta is the catchy new word for Facebook. And talk about an illegitimate pile of, you know, let's start getting sued by Zuckerberg, whatever his name is, too. You know, before I stroke out or have a heart attack, should we take a break and then get on to this fun, this good time we're having?
Oh, yeah, I do. I got more to say about Meta, and we got more to talk about the banks. But in the meantime, if you have questions, concerns, you like our show, like our buddy Jed, who reached out, I appreciate you reaching out. Reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Give us a phone call at 623-523-0444. If you like this show, you want to listen to past episodes, you just can't get enough of our angelic voices, you can check out A Money Show on our website at anothermoneyshow.com or wherever you like or subscribe to podcasts.
This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one's actually fun. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444. Another weekend, another money show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you so much for being with us. Anthony, I don't think we thank people enough for being with us. You know, we have been starting to get a little bit needy. We've been asking people to tell other people about us. This is, I believe I have this correct, this is episode number 50. So we have made it almost a year. So for our 1 year anniversary, either we're going to renew or we're going to get fired. So either way, we'll be happy. We'll find stuff to do.
If you want to renew, let us know.
Yeah.
We would like to forward it onto the station and tell them not to fire us.
Yes. And we did get a phone call. You made a quick shout out to Jed for calling in. And I want to say his name again, because we appreciate that so much. You know, he left a message just saying that he agrees with us and that we're doing a good job. And that means everything to us, because we don't even know. We know, you know, we know some people that are listening. We don't know what we don't know. We don't know who is listening that we don't know. So call us or visit us on anothermoneyshow.com and just put a thumbs up. Make sure you go to our YouTube, look up Another Money Show on YouTube. It's not, you can get links to the full episodes, but it's just little video clips from each week, and we're growing. I mean, there's more and more people that are watching them every week, so that makes us feel good.
We post all of that too on our Facebook page, our Meta page, if you will, Rochford and Associates, you know, our actual business, not just the radio show. But that's kind of a good segue. So follow us on Facebook, but now let's talk crap about Facebook.
Yeah, because when we say we're looking for sponsors, we're looking for local talent, if you know what I mean. You know, Anthony, you went to a restaurant recently in Glendale, Arizona. What was his name? Cuff?
Oh, yeah, Cuff.
You had a great experience.
Downtown Glendale. I went Saturday. I love that little bar and restaurant. Really good food, really good service. I met another couple there, Ursula and Ivan. Hope you don't mind me giving you guys a shout out too. I had such a fun experience. I went by myself. I had no, you know, just kind of sitting, hanging out, but to meet those guys, I gave them a radio show card because we were definitely very, very like-minded about the political aspects and, you know, having hard assets and not trusting cash and just like, it was nice.
Good. Well, and we need more people to do that because obviously when we talk about the financial system being manipulated and full of hooey, I can tell you I don't want to go down my little path, but there's a lot wrong in the world right now. So make sure you pay down debt, buy hard assets, look at your retirement money, look towards insurance companies, be careful of the stock and bond market, be careful of the bank. We're going to talk about the banks in a little bit again, because that is our favorite subject. One more little shout out. There's a local business, small brewery named Throne, and we've been doing a West Valley men's networking happy hour for at least a year now. It's been over a year. And you know, we were bar hopping. We were going around looking for different places. We've pretty much settled on a home base. We haven't told them this yet. So hopefully they like us as much as we like them, but we've pretty much settled on Throne because the service is good. The food is great. I mean, this place is just,
the beer is good. I mean, that's the best part. It's a brewery. Great beer.
Yeah. That's true. I try not to bring that up. My sister, whenever my mom would call me her little angel, my sister would follow that up and say, "Your little angle." But anyway, so speaking of Meta, since we're not really looking for them as a sponsor, they're a monster sponsor. They're a sponsor. I think I just made a new word. What were you going to say, Anthony, about Meta? You transitioned tonight, and then I took us off the rails like a train in Ohio. Go ahead.
Jeez. Oh my God. Right.
There was another one.
We were talking about stock repurchasing and we're like, well, how does this stock even go up? Because what do they do? I mean, it's a free service. They have some advertising dollars. I mean, they make money selling your information. So that's one thing that I don't really like about the company. But the other thing is, this was a couple weeks ago. I know we brought this up on the show, but they were starting to skyrocket. I mean, they lost like something like 30-40%. I don't know. They were down quite a bit. And then they started coming up. And they started coming up because they announced stock repurchasing, which means that they're going to start buying back their own shares, which jacks up a stock price. So with the theme of manipulation and how there's no basis for a lot of these companies, that's when you talk about everything dropped yesterday, but they went up a little bit. I mean, that still could be after effect of the stock repurchasing that they've been doing.
Well, and the whole thing is, I mean, the reason that I never wanted to go the direction of being a stockbroker, and you know, I mean, 20 years ago, that really, it appealed to me. It was exciting. Luckily, my father stopped me from going down that road. You know, there's... nobody's smart enough. I mean, it's just funny when you think about people that are successful with stocks, they're usually successful in the short run, not the long run. You know, I mean, I think that people that have it right, be diversified, do what you do and have a good foundation, a good base, make sure your income's covered, and then play with stocks. You know, buy a little bucket of good dividend paying stocks, and then buy a bunch of penny stocks, buy a bunch of pot stocks or things that have a chance. You know, you buy 10 of them, you expect 9 to be delisted eventually, but that one that gets bought out by a bigger company and all of a sudden, boom, you play the game and you win. But you have to have
big reward.
Yeah. But you have to have your base settled first. You have to address whether or not you need long-term care insurance, what your income plan is, you know, what's your emergency fund. So generational wealth transfer. We had people in the office this week that, you know, they're believers in insurance, which is a good thing. And we talked about, you know, perhaps adding insurance so you can leave money tax-free to your kids, have them pay the premiums. And then when you get older, spend every dime you have, even take out a reverse mortgage or suck out the equity of your home and then leave each of the kids $500,000 in life insurance tax-free. And then you've had a good retirement and a good life, and they have a good generational wealth transfer opportunity. So we try to hit it all.
You can have the kids pay for the insurance policies too. They can pay for their own inheritance if you want to pass that down. But it's a conversation for another time though. But I do like, in the theme of stock picking, right? I mean, in our office, on our radio show, we talk a lot about debt management. We talk about insurance companies, self-funded pensions. But we do managed money as well. I mean, when we talk about stock picking, that is something that we can advise on, you know, on a one-to-one basis. But I review portfolios all the time. So if that's something you want, willing to give you a second opinion, which seems like a good segue into, you know, moving to commercial break, because I guess we ran out of time already. So in the meantime, you know, again, please reach out to us, team@anothermoneyshow.com. Give us a call, 623-523-0444. And check out Another Money Show wherever you like and subscribe to podcasts. We will be right back with more on the banks.
If those other money advisors promise you a boatload of money, check the size of the boat and be sure it's your boat, not theirs. Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice.
Headed out to my big two-wheeler. Have you considered ways to cut your healthcare costs? I'm Sam Davis with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. In retirement, you may think Medicare is free, but you would be wrong. Author Rhiann Horgan recently told Yahoo Finance there are actually quite a few costs to consider.
So the first part of Medicare to think about is there are multiple parts. And so Part A is actually free, but Part B has a $148 premium per month. On top of that, consumers then have to think about, you know, are they going to get a Medicare Advantage plan, which really pulls all of the costs together? Or are they going to add on a drug plan as well as adding on a supplemental plan to add themselves with more protection?
Combine that with overall expenses, which continue to increase due to inflation, and retirees are really feeling the pinch. A recent poll by ClearMatch Medicare showed that more than a third of seniors have cut down on costs in other areas of their life to afford their healthcare expenses. But before you go making any big decisions, take the time to do your research. You can use online tools to compare prices for prescription drugs, medical procedures, and insurance premiums to get the best deal. Another good idea is to seek out the advice of a financial advisor or professional. They can help you decide what might be best for you and work your healthcare plan into your overall financial picture. Many are also licensed and certified Medicare agents, and if not, they often work with one who can help you learn more about your options. So, have you shopped around for healthcare in retirement? That's a key question to consider, and it's one of our 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Sam Davis.
Remember, all of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit AnotherMoneyShow.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you taking time with us, as usual. So a couple of things real quick, because I do want to jump into the banks. Actually, I don't want to jump into the banks. I want to run into the banks. You know, when we had the COVID thing was going on, they were telling me to go into my bank with a mask on. I love that. My whole life, it's like, take off your sarten glasses and your hat. Ooh, there's a little virus going on. Come on in with a mask and a baseball bat. Anyway, so a couple of things real quick that I was thinking about. You know, I'm still reading every night of my life. I'm reading and watching videos. You know what occurs to me? We have the attention span of a gnat, or as our buddy Blaze would say, a flea. When's the last time you heard about the 87,000 IRS agents? How about baby food shortages, egg prices and shortages, you know, diesel exhaust fluid, railroad strike? Is that still a thing, or did we move on from?
Well, I mean, if they keep crashing, yeah, they might be a reason for strike again.
All of the workers are out there with brooms and dustpans instead of on the picket line. I mean, it's just so funny. Are there any more ships in the port of Long Beach, or is that done? Do we still have a supply chain issue? You know, the biggest one to me is the, you know, and we've talked about it a lot, and that's that executive order 14067. I mean, we have to keep bringing that up to people, because we did a parallel test of our financial system using a central bank digital currency. That test has ended, and we can't find anything on it. So I really think people ought to look up that 14067, especially section 4. And I would also make sure you do a search and look up the word bail-in. It has happened in other countries. I keep thinking that if we have a bail-in in this country, it's going to be a big deal. Because country is not ready.
We played clips on this show of the FDIC in one of their conferences, essentially saying, how do we prepare the public for a bail-in? So it's a very real possibility, whether it happens or not. You just need to know it's a possibility. Again, we can't change anything on this show. We don't control these banks and these financial institutions. What we can is, you know, educate you on things that are possibilities.
And we can get you your personal situation, one person, one couple, one family at a time. We can have you as defensive as possible for your situation. And then if things happen, you'll be better off. We're all going to feel pain. I mean, don't get me wrong. When things change in this country, and even if we don't have a bail-in, even if I'm wrong, or if it's not going to be for a while, you know, you do still have to get to $31.5 trillion in debt. You have to get to a failing Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security system. You know, I brought up a couple of weeks ago, I brought up them trying to change the age to age 70. Well, the very next week, I mean, between last week's show and this week's show, there's been a bipartisan effort to move the age up to 70. Think about that for a second. If you're 61 and you planned on getting to 62 and taking your benefit, I have bad news for you. That rug can be yanked out from underneath you this year. I mean, they're looking. I've been saying for years, it's going to be a three-prong approach. They're going to raise the age. I always thought it would be either 70 or 75 because we're living longer. You know, we're all in this together. The system is unfunded. And then it's not going to be enough. So they're going to take the poor younger workers and they're going to raise them. They're putting what, like 6.5% in right now from their checks. They don't even know it. They don't see it. They're going to have to put in like 12%. It's not going to go from 6.5 to 8.5. It's going to go to like 12. That's not going to be enough. And then eventually one day, our unfortunate people in Sun City on a fixed income, they're going to lower their benefit. That's the one they keep talking about. They keep talking about, you know, in 2033, 34, 35, they're going to have to cut people's Social Security by 25%. You know, so they've braced us for it. We just don't seem to think it could happen. I think when they raise the age, when they raise the contribution limit or amount, and then they cut benefit, there's going to be a lot of pain. And you couple that with the inflation, with everything going on, and it's going to get weird. We have ideas for you. You know, people sitting with a bunch of money in the bank, we have short-term insurance company products that they work kind of like a CD. You put money in for 1 year. We have 1 year products right now that are amazingly high. Like what, Anthony, isn't it like in the 4% range now?
Some of these companies on 4%. I mean, of course this is always subject to change, but as of today it's 4%.
And I'm giving a range. I don't want to name any companies or specific rates. Call in and we'll get you specific rates and companies, but 1 year. You know, a year later, you have a 30-day window. If you want to roll it over for another year, do it. If not, pull it out. Pull part of it
out.
Plus, they're
tax deferred too, unlike bank CDs. Yes. Also, they're not in a bank. And that's our biggest concern, is just out of the bank. Even if it earns you less money, it's out of a bank. But the thing is, they're earning more money than most of these bank CDs.
So let's take a quick break, and then let's spend the entire final segment talking about the financial services industry and why we don't push people towards going out of the banks. So we'll be right back. Make sure you email us if you have questions or comments, team@anothermoneyshow.com, or give us a call, 623-523-0444.
This is Another Money Show. You're listening to Another Money Show.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Another Money Show. Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford. And in the break, I had to use the bathroom, but I came back to interrupt J.R. and our producer, Jim, talking about, you know, being hopeful that there aren't going to be food shortages and all these things that we talk about the show. And I said it this way. I said, you do not get to decide that. I said, if that's going to happen, it's going to happen. But what you can choose to do is to prepare yourself. And I think that's kind of, I say these along the lines, you know, throughout the show, but apparently saying it that bluntly seemed to resonate. So wanted to make sure that I got that point in.
Did you say resonate or resignate? Are we resigning or are we...
Well, we're going to find out in 2 weeks. So if you like us, again, remember, reach out team@anothermoneyshow.com, and then we can forward your emails to 960 The Patriot and say, please don't kick us off the air. But I think things are looking good. I think they want us back.
Yeah, and Anthony's very sensitive. So like he always says, if you do have comments for us, make sure you're gentle. Be easy. He's an ugly crier.
I'm an ugly crier.
Yeah. So, and by the way, the 50 episodes, we have never re-aired one, even around Christmas and New Year's. You know, there's been a few shows that are just you or just me, but we have always done a new show. You know, it's funny because I listen to some of the shows and it's like, wait, I heard this before, but they re-air some of their shows, which I don't understand. If we're paying for airtime, don't we have stuff to say and want to get it out there? Like,
well, sometimes I feel like we would re-air because definitely some of our shows are not as good as some of our other shows. We're just going to take the highlight reel. But also, I mean, most of our show isn't. I think our financial advice is kind of timeless. I think good financial advice is good financial advice. So I don't think it really has. I mean, we do factor in the world around us, but our approach, I mean, in good and bad times, we focus on safety, you know, and just things that are smart in general. But we want people to be worried or not worried, but aware, I would say, is a better word. I mean, if you're aware, you're probably worried, but there are a lot of things out there. You know, we listen to these financial radio shows and they're still just trying to sell. It's
prepared, not scared.
Yeah, exactly. Prepared, not scared. Thanks, Jim.
Good work, Jimbo. Yeah, Anthony forgot our whole base is on we want you prepared, not scared. Good work, Jimbo.
And what do we need to be prepared for? Well, issues with the banks. We cannot say this enough, but we have some stories that we would like to share with our listening audience, because it just ties along to just the weirdness that we're constantly seeing. And these are, you know, personal stories of people we know that we got the okay to share with.
And the stories are ramping up. You know, we told you last week about a client, I believe I changed his name to Ryan to protect the innocent, you know, and I changed the bank name Wells Fargo. I think I changed that to Chase or B of A or something. So Ryan went to the bank. If you didn't hear us last week, this is a weird story. I don't know if it's a bad sign, like a run on the bank is starting, or if it's just weird. He went to Wells Fargo to get $2,500. Yes, not $25,000. $2,500. They said they had to give it to him in 20s. You know, the usual questions about what you need it for. They had to give him it in 20s. And he was like, that just doesn't make sense. I don't want a huge stack of 20s. I want hundreds. So that, you know, to me, that's like very weird, if nothing else. But anyway, and you know what? Before I tell you a couple of stories, and you know my stories, I'll make a short story long.
We're so never going to get to these stories if you're going to
sidetrack. No. So yeah. That's great, though, because then people have to join again next week to hear the stories finally. So I want to read something to you that I've been reading over the years since October of 2017. So in about 2014, this country started putting the rules in place through the Patriot Act to do a bail-in in this country. They started, you know, putting together how it's going to play out. So I started getting proof of this in 2017. I started seeing disclosures from banks and credit unions that kind of laid out what could happen to us. 2017, fast forward to 2023. Now I think it could be imminent, but that's just me thinking. One of the credit unions that I keep money at, they put a little insert into my bill. And by the way, they all want you to go paperless and, you know, they don't want you to read this stuff. They don't, you know, they don't want you to see these things. Not that many people read them anyway, but I do because I think it's important. So in my statement in October of 2017, one of the little paragraphs said, withdrawal limitations. This clause may require you to provide the credit union written notice of your intent to make a withdrawal from your account at least 7 calendar days and up to 60 calendar days before you would like to make the withdrawal. The credit union may also limit the amount of cash provided in a withdrawal and may limit larger amounts to be non-cash items. So if we have a bank bail-in, if we have a modern day run on the banks and they have to give me a non-cash item, i.e. official check, cashier's check, what am I going to do with it? You know, am I going to write it to myself and take it to another bank that's also closed? I mean, this is crazy. And that thing, 7 to 60 calendar days, that buys them the bank holiday, the bank closure. You know, they've already told you if you don't close your account, you've accepted these terms. So what's glaring to me also is what's missing from that paragraph. They don't mention an amount. If it said, if you need more than 5,000 or 10,000, okay, they're doing that now. Try to go in your bank and get 10 grand to buy a used car or a motorcycle and see what happens to you. So if I want $14 for a club sandwich, they're saying I might not get it. Yes, because this is talking about a potential snag with the banks. you know, the 3.5 hour leaked FDIC meeting that Ranthony referred to. It's funny because they're kind of laughing too. These pompous suit wearing people, they're kind of laughing like the public doesn't need to know. You know, this is the old military. By the way, you didn't mention in our intro, we're veteran owned practice too. So that's important. So they're kind of laughing at us and they're like, you know, the public is too dumb. They'll panic. They straight out say, we don't need people panicking. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to even panic more if I don't have any heads up and I get to the bank and the door's closed and there's a note on it. You know, I'm going to panic. Anyway, so let's get to the stories because, Anthony, I know you like to talk and ramble and that's just not healthy. So we have a client. I'm not even going to name a name. I'm not going to try to make one up because they're going to know. This client listens to the radio every week. So goes to the bank with a check, a physical check for a good sum of money. I'm going to keep this very general. You'll get the point. And it's written on the same bank. So the check is with a bank to the same bank. So, you know, and this guy went to that bank on purpose because he thought then there won't be the 10-day hold because you can verify the funds right there. You either have them in the other account or you don't. It was another client to the bank.
It shouldn't be complicated.
It should not. It was a nightmare. All these questions about the check and what is it for and where did it come from? And the person's like, pardon me? I'm not asking for any cash. I just want to deposit this check. And it was funny because the teller is really confused by the whole thing, it seems like, and then says, well, this is above my, whatever it is, discretionary. I can't put this. And he's like, you don't understand. I'm not cashing it. I'm depositing it. And the teller says, well, I have to get manager approval and this and this. And he's like, wow. And this is what I expected if I went to a different bank, my own bank per se, you know, and it how it ended up was it took a really long time. And it seemed like the teller was writing something. And right away that piques my interest because I'm like, well, you know, I've told you about FinCEN. I've told you about suspicious activity reports. I've told you that these banks are watching your transactions. It seems to me like now, even if you're taking a legitimate amount of money and putting it from one bank holder's account to your own internally, they have
in the same bank. That's the part that always gets me. It's in the same bank.
Yes. And the guy thought about this and thought, I want to go to the bank that I normally do my, you know, deposits to and write checks off of, and thought, no, because the check's larger than, you know, say 10 grand. So this would be easier. It was not easier. And I said, well, I have bad news for you. I believe that they flagged your account and you are now part of their little, I'm going to watch you system, even though you did nothing wrong. So it's amazing to me how many signs are pointing to change and people can't see it. You know, you have financial advisors. Most of us in our industry, we're telling people we do Roth conversions. You know, we can help you with your asset allocations. If you have an old 401k, don't ignore it. We can help you get it to an IRA. We have all these things to say to you. We do too. Anthony and I do normal financial planning in our office, so we can help you.
We love Roth conversions too. Big fans.
We do. But we have this platform. We have to tell you things are not as they appear on so many levels. We have to get you ready in case something happens.
And so with this SARS report thing too, because a lot of people have that old mindset. It's over 10,000, you know, as long as I'm not doing anything over 10,000, we find that's not true. They can flag you for anything they decide to flag you on.
Yes.
Because we do get that question all the time. So I figure now we've got this platform. Let me just reassure everybody. 10,000 is not a magic number anymore. I don't know if it ever was, you know, that was always the rumor, but it really does not matter now. If they want to flag you for anything that they deem flaggable, they can.
And it was the amount. And the reason being that, you know, forever they've looked at money laundering, anti-terrorism through money. And they, you know, talked about laddering, structuring, layering, whatever placement. A part of what that was they used the $10,000 mark. You know, it's a good sum of money. If you put in $5,000 and then a week later you put another $5,000, they're looking for stuff like that. They're looking for people that are moving money around for any other purposes, you know, than normal, you know.
But you know what they're not looking at? SPF and all the billions of dollars that are missing and all the assets that they didn't have, but all the private, you know, jets and hotels and houses that they're buying. Yeah, the SPF one, there's still more to that story that's coming out. I mean, the bottom line is he stole a bunch of money and thrived on it. But yeah. People are still trying to tell me that privatize digital currencies, a genius investment. But that's off topic. Let's stay on topic. What's this other beautiful?
It's not really off topic. You came full circle when I said something about attention span. When's the last time you heard about SBF? Is he still in jail? Did they take away his TV? Does he still have a private VPN?
That's part on us. We're the news now. Why aren't you bringing up SBF everywhere? I'm blaming you. I'm blaming your short attention span.
I think it is me. You know, I mean, every week I have a stroke or a heart attack. So let's blame it on my health and my passion towards our chosen profession. So yeah, back to the bank.
How much time do we have left? You can write that in the bottom, just in our chat. But we need to know because I want to make sure JR gets to his next story on time.
Oh, good luck. Make sure you tune in next week. Make sure you join us again next week for the second story. Oh, we really are almost out of
time.
Well, I'll make this one real quick. The banks don't care about you. So even if there's not a bail-in and even if they don't seize your money, you know what? They don't care about you. We have another client that went to a bank to get a small loan. He's been with the bank for 30 years, went to get a small loan. And they said, well, your credit cards are too high and this and this and this. And it was funny because he was ranting and raging like he was me. And he's like, that doesn't make sense. All of the commercials of this bank, we're here to help. You know, we want to help you. And then as soon as I need help, they're saying, screw you.
How long was he with this bank too?
From what he said, since 1988. And now,
like this guy's poor, right? We talk about hard assets sometimes, but sometimes having hard assets can get you in trouble. But this guy has access to money, just not liquid. So goes to this bank he's been with since the 80s, needs a small personal loan so he can rearrange some things. And what do they tell him?
Because he's just a number and they don't care. And it's just funny because I was like, well, you need to move banks. You need to put some cash at home. You need to pay down debt. You need to
look at insurance. They told him no. That's insane.
And it's not right. Well, you know what? I hate to do this, but my rambling did run out the clock again. So make sure you let us know. Well, of course I would. That's what I do. I like to hear myself talk. I know a lot of words and each week I try to use every single one of them.
Yeah, let me tell you all the words I know, but we love telling stories. So if you want to hear our stories in person, reach out to us, team@anothermoneyshow.com. Check out our website, anothermoneyshow.com. You can book a appointment with us directly from the website. Our calendar's on there. Choose a date and time that works with you and we will chat together. In the meantime, though, we appreciate you listening. If you want to listen to this show or re-listen or listen to past shows, check out Another Money Show wherever you like and subscribe to podcasts, and we will be back again with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes from the Biden administration, and how it could affect your retirement? Then listen to Another Money Show with J.R. Rochford and Anthony Correo. Learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. Another Money Show every Saturday at 4 p.m. on 960 The Patriot. Schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now by calling 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444.